Oh, what up, everybody? Luke here with Transformation Secrets. So if you're new here, or if you've been in here for a while, you know I haven't done one of these in a while. And the reason is because we actually started this whole new kind of done for you program, and it's been taking a lot of my time. And it's absolutely amazing. Like, we take away all the hard work, and people have just been crushing the results. Like, we give people breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, it's provided within our program. They get in-person workouts, they get home workouts, and a one-on-one accountability coach, and so much more. If you're interested in that, go to transformationsecretspodcast.com. That's where you could usually find all the latest stuff. It's absolutely amazing. All right. So, but in today's episode, what I really want to talk about, I've talked about this like with our members and within certain challenges, and it's a really important topic. And the other day I was trying to find this to hand to somebody, and I realized I haven't really told you guys about this yet, or I just couldn't find it, one of those. And it's huge. So, kind of a backstory. For those of you that know my story a little bit, or for those that don't, there was a 5-year period where I was serious about getting results and I just couldn't get results. So if you're watching this, you're listening to this on the podcast, and you're thinking, man, I'm working out so hard, but it's just not working for me. I wish it was easy, like I see all these fitness people. One thing I want you to know is that it's not easy for us. Like, we just did not quit. And that's all that happened. We did not quit. We stayed consistent and we followed a proven plan to get those results. And over time, it just happened. But during this 5-year period of me not getting results, I kept saying negative stuff to me. And I kept creating a belief in me that just wasn't real. Like, I don't know where it came from. So like a lot of times, so one main thing in the title of this, I would keep saying, I am fat. I would constantly tell myself that I am fat, I am fat, I am fat. And I was chubby. Like, I grew up chubbier than obviously I am now. And I grew up with two older brothers who were athletes, and I truly believe like I was fat. Like, I remember raising my hands in a mirror, seeing my stomach flatten out, and wish it looked like that. Like, it's crazy. And then some other beliefs that I kept telling myself is, I said, I cannot have abs. I told myself that over and over again. And it was a true belief. I was like, it's my genetics. I have bad genetics. I cannot get abs. I have broad shoulders. I cannot get abs. I even truly believed, this was a true belief in my mind, where I said, I am a football player and football players don't get abs. Like, I don't know where that came from, because there's tons of football players with abs, but that was a true belief for me. And because I kept saying that, I kept saying, I am, and then fat, I am, or I have bad genetics. I have all this stuff on reasons why I couldn't get the results that I wanted, that turned into beliefs because I kept saying it over and over again. Because I kept doing that, I never got the results that I wanted. Never. For 5 years. And then luckily I woke up on year 5, sick and tired of putting in so much work and effort to not advance myself. And finally, I stopped saying I am, and I started saying what if. And it could be as simple as this. Instead of saying I am fat, which almost every single new member tells me, instead of saying I am fat, start saying I have fat. Say that right now. Instead of saying I am fat, say I have fat. That little word right there will start turning the wheels in your mind. When you tell yourself you are something, you are telling you that is your identity. That is who you are. So if you keep saying I am fat, I am fat, I am fat, guess what's going to happen? You're going to stay fat because you don't know another identity. It isn't possible for you to lose weight, because if you do, you won't know what to do with yourself, because you know yourself as the fat person. So even if you lose 5 to 10, 20 pounds, you're going to gain it back. Does that sound familiar? I've been there. So instead of saying I am fat and switch it to I have fat, now you are no longer the fat person. You are a person who carries extra fat, but it could get rid of it. You can now get rid of your fat, because you are no longer the person who is fat. You are the person who has fat. And that is just a temporary thing on your body that you can get rid of. And that is exactly what I had to do. Instead of saying, I have broad shoulders, there's no way I could get abs, I said, you know what? Yeah, I have broad shoulders, And yeah, I could probably get abs. And I started making those small little changes on a day-to-day basis. And if you want to take it one step farther, start using the I ams and speak into the future. And that's exactly what I did. So before I ever had abs in my life, before I was ever healthy, before I was ever fit, I used to tell myself, I have abs. I am fit. I eat healthy. And I kept telling these positive things into my mind that I wanted to happen in the future. And guess what? Over time of constantly telling myself, I changed that identity of who I am and I became that person. This is key. I became that person before I was that person. And that's what you have to do. If your goal, and you're listening to this, is to lose 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus pounds, you have to act like the person who is down 50 pounds before you become the person that is down 50 pounds. I hope you get this because this is everything and results. And if you've been struggling, you keep losing the same 5 and 10 pounds over and over again, this is it. All right? This is it. It's because you identify yourself as the person you are now, and you don't identify yourself as the person you want to become. The moment you step out of that comfort zone and become the person that you want to become today, you will start making those changes, and one day you will become that person. All right? So your objective for the rest of your life, never say I am, unless it's a positive thing. Say I have. If you have extra weight, you are no longer fat. You are someone with fat, and that fat is going to fall off. I promise you. Again, if you want some extra help, just go to transformationsecretspodcast.com. We are more than likely to help. There's tons of free content on there, just like this video. Or you could pay us more and you get a little bit extra. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. I'll see you next time. Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You can ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.